Right. We have, before we begin our official proceedings, we have a few special presentations. First, I'd like to welcome what I hear is the smartest mock trial group of high school students in the entire city of Portland, and that is the mock trial student group from Roosevelt High School. Welcome. Stand up, please. You still have your license. Do you maintain your bar license?
Yes, it's on ice while I serve, but I understand that one of the young people who served on the mock trial is interested in maybe a career in the law or being a judge or an elected office, so I certainly would encourage that.
All right, and I am also pleased today to provide recognition to one of my favorite group of volunteers in the city of Portland, and that is the Urban Tour Group that brings great folks to visit our offices. Yesterday it was, who was it, third graders from where?
Findlay.
They were hilarious. The most frequently asked question of the mayor is, what do you do? And then when I tell them, they're like, no, what do you really do? So I'm pleased to read the following proclamation. Whereas Urban Tour Group is a nonprofit, all-volunteer organization which provides tours for approximately 6,000 local students each year. And whereas Urban Tour Group is celebrating its 40th year of meaningful service to Portland area school children and the city of Portland. And whereas the purpose of the Urban Tour Group is to give local students an understanding of the city's past, present, and future, and to broaden their knowledge of the city's arts, culture, history, and current activities. And whereas Urban Tour Group provides school children with an awareness of the urban environment by providing four different guided walking tours, including Old Town, the Business and Banking District, the Cultural District, and the East Bank Esplanade. And whereas the tours are designed to help children understand the meaning of good citizenship, appreciate the city's traditions, and experience the city's beauty and energy, now, therefore, I, Sam Adams, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim May 18th, 2011, to be Urban Tour Group Appreciation Day in Portland. I extend my heartfelt thanks and congratulations to the group on your 40th anniversary. Thank you. Please do.
I'm the current president of Urban Tour Group. My name is Susan Cassidy. Mr. Mayor and commissioners, on behalf of all our members, thank you for proclaiming May 18th, 2011, Urban Tour Appreciation Day. With us this morning, I just want to take a moment and have two of the founding members that 40 years ago had an idea of putting this tour together. And one of them is Rosemary Huha, and she's going to stand, and Virginia Holiday, or Faraday, excuse me.
Virginia Faraday, thank you very much.
Thank you. They believe that a guided walking tour in downtown Portland would enhance school children's understanding of an urban environment. And that vision evolved into tours that approximately 100 trained guides, and you've seen them in your offices probably, give to an average, and you're correct, of about 6,000 school children a year. That's annually. I also want to let you know that our budget for that is $10,000. And we raise it all ourselves, and a third of it goes back to the schools for transportation. So the buses that you see, we actually pay a part of that for the school children to come down here. One thing that you may not know, that when our guides do come through City Hall, we often get inspired by a plaque that's on the first floor. And if you've seen it, there's an inscription in the plaque that says, citizens are the riches of the city. And we truly get inspired by that. We're committed to that ideology, and it makes us continue to give service to both the city and the school children. So thank you very much.
Thank you all very much. It's fantastic. We will not be offended if you choose at all at once to get up and leave. You spend quality of time with us. Oh, yeah, let's... yeah, everybody come on.
Not everybody, just a few.
Just a few? Okay, city council and our few. Please, right here.
Yes.
Thank you for starting this.
I'm not a founding person.
You do too. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
You too.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
Portland City Council will come to order. Good morning, Carla. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Can you please call the roll?
Fish.
Here.
Saltzman.
Here.
Leonard.
Here.
Fritz.
Here.
Adams.
Here. We have a 9:30 time certain. We have no communications, so let's...
Did you want to do
look
the
at
consent?
The consent? I was getting there, but thanks for checking. It takes a whole village some days. Anybody wish to pull any items from the consent agenda?
You pulled one back to your office.
I don't have a note.
We have 477.
477, what are we doing with that?
That was a request of OMF
to pull
to
it back.
Refer it back to your office.
Okay. Can you please read the title for 477?
Mm-hmm. Authorize intergovernmental agreement with TriMet for construction, scope, transfers between Southwest Moody Avenue Improvement Project, Southwest Harbor Drive, Southwest River Parkway Project, and Portland-Milwaukee Light Rail Project.
Unless there are objections, 477 is sent back to my office. Anything else on the consent agenda item? Can you please call the vote on the consent agenda items?
Fish?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fritz?
I want to commend Commissioner Fish for $45,000 in grants for the Parks Summer Lunch Program and also OMF for saving us $400,000 in debt refinancing.
Adams.
Aye. Consent agenda is approved. That moves us to the 9:30 time certain. We convene as the Budget Committee. Can you please read the title for item number 463?
Mayor's message to Budget Committee.
So, I need to read the following message. I'm convening the Budget Committee for the City of Portland for the purpose of receiving the budget message. Committee members received copies of the budget document yesterday. This budget is a product. This is the Portland Development Commission. Somewhere there's a budget.
Yeah, you couldn't have left it right
there.
Hand.
There you go.
Oh, thanks. This budget is the product of months of work by the City Council, community advisors, Budget Advisory Committee members, the PERB, the Portland Bureau, the Portland Commission of Planning and Sustainability, other commissions, and the Office of Management and Finance. My proposed budget remains focused on the top priorities of returning the city to full prosperity and making the fundamental changes so that we are more resilient economically in the future, of making strategic investments that will also help those in greatest need right now. My budget continues to support the most vulnerable, significant investments in trying to backfill housing, homeless prevention, mental health, and addiction services that are outside our charter, but are nonetheless important to our quality of life. I've increased the city's focus on equity through the budget process to ensure that every Portlander has access to equal opportunities and feels welcome and engaged in our city. We have surveyed citizens to identify budget nuances and livability issues, and we hold ourselves accountable to making improvements on the concerns raised. Taken as a whole, this budget will make Portland's economy stronger, our streets safer, our communities more equitable, and our government more responsive. I want to thank my colleagues on the City Council and everyone in our community and the staff for helping to shape this budget. Are there any questions or comments from the committee? This meeting of the Budget Committee is continued to Thursday, May 19th at 6:30 p.m. at Jefferson High School, where we will hear public testimony on the budget. Jefferson High School is located at 5210 North Kirby. I look forward to seeing you all there. I'm now reconvening this group as City Council. All right, can you please read, that's a formality required by state law. Can you please read the, can you please read the title for time certain? We're a little early. Can't do that. So let's go to the regular agenda. Can you please read the title and call the vote for 494?
494, create a local improvement district to construct street, sidewalk, and stormwater improvements from Party Street to Lima Street in the Lentz Phase 4, Southeast 118th Avenue Local Improvement District. Bish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Well, thanks again to the Portland Development Commission for stepping up to help fund this project and the Bureau of Environmental Services for landscaping, parks, and recreations for commitment to maintaining the landscaping, and in particular, Andrew Abbey for his work answering questions. Aye.
Adams.
Aye. Can you please read the title and call the vote for second reading item number 495?
Allow consumption of alcohol in the public right-of-way, provided a permit for a community event street closure, alcohol allowed, is issued under Chapter 17.44. Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
The details are very important in this particular ordinance because, to a certain extent, we're deferring to OLCC to issue alcohol permits, which they already have to do, but previously these came to City Council on agenda. On the consent agenda. So as discussed last week, I look forward to seeing the public process for adoption of the administrative rules and being informed on that in my office as we move forward. And again, thanks to staff for working on this. Aye.
Adams.
Aye. Can you please read the title and call the vote, second reading item number 500?
Amend the business license law to make housekeeping changes to certain definitions and the presumption of doing business. Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. 495 is approved. 500. Sorry, 500 is approved. Is that all the second readings? All right, we have a 3-minute break. We can't go earlier than the time, sir. 3-minute recess.
Sorry, my...
What's that? Okay. This is what we do next.